Hello and welcome to the Grossinger Motors Arena here in Bloomington, Illinois, as the Vandals get set to take on the dual team state finals here in this one. In the first round matchup, the Vandals will have Chicago Hope Academy, the Eagles, as the Vandals come in 38-1 on the year and looking to win this first one to guarantee their place, but they have much bigger aspirations heading into the weekend. As Jake Stewart, Isaac Isringhausen on the call with you. And Isaac, I tell you, this is one of the most excited I've been up here for the state tournament.
Absolutely, you know, and we talked about it a little bit at Dave's Rumble a couple months ago, but this team, ever since the start of the year, when the calendar turned to late November, early December, there's a lot of excitement around this team, and rightfully so. When you look at the pieces that they had coming back, the individual talents that were there, and a team that got so dang close last season, you knew that they were chomping at the bit, and you know that this has the potential to be a season of destiny. And I'm sure if you told a lot of Vandal fans that they'd be in this situation right now, 37 or 38-1, I think a lot of them would take it, knowing that how tough of a schedule that these guys have wrestled.
Yeah, 38-1 on the year, Abe's Rumble champions, Princeton champions for the first time in school history, and looking to win the second state title, first in both of our lifetimes, as the Vandals get set for the dual team state finals here in their first round matchup. We will start at 138 pounds, but we will take a quick break, come back with the starting lineup here on WKRV.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
Looking for custom apparel and promotional products that make a lasting impression? Silkworm Inc. has been making first impressions last since 1981. For over 40 years, businesses, schools, and organizations have trusted Silkworm to deliver exactly what they need when they need it. Quality orders delivered on time with awesome customer service. That's the Silkworm promise. Whether you need t-shirts, caps, bags, or any promotional items, Silkworm has you covered. Call Silkworm today at 1-800-826-0577. That's 1-800-826-0577. Or visit us at silkworminc.com. Silkworm Inc., making first impressions last since 1981.
Back from the Grossinger Motors Arena, we will take a look at the lineup here for this one. Starting at 138 pounds, Cole Yarborough will step out for the Vandals. He comes in 37-13, was the state qualifier last weekend. And he will match up with Anthony Oyola, a 20-20 freshman for the Eagles. At 144, Keegan Turner, 36-10 on the year, will take on Dylan Galvez, 36-16 in his sophomore campaign. Dylan Hinton, the reigning third place winner at 150 pounds, will step out. He is 53-3 on the season, taking on fellow state qualifier Santori Knight. Knight, a junior, 36-19 on the year. 157 will be Parker Ray for the Vandals, a state qualifier, 43-11, and actually winner of this head-to-head matchup last weekend at the state tournament. Parker got a fall in 255 over Tony Jones Blakely, a 28-17 senior for Chicago Hope Academy. 165 will be Artan Mustafa, a 41-14 state qualifier for the Vandals. He will match up with Arkel Griffin. Griffin took home fifth in the 165 bracket last week. He is a sophomore, 49-6. At 175, state placer Ross Miller took home sixth last weekend at 43-13 on the season. Will come in against Ismael Martinez, a junior, 19-9 on the year. At 190 pounds, Caden Tidwell, fresh off a third-place finish last weekend at 52-5 on his senior season, will match up with a fellow senior Ismael Montero. Montero 29-25 on the year. 215 for the Vandals will be Gabe Torres. He will match up with Mastival Everly, a 30-22 junior. And rounding out the top half of the lineup, Dominic Squires, a state qualifier last weekend, will take on state runner-up Roy Phelps. Phelps, a senior, 48-6, fresh off a state finalist appearance last weekend. 106 will be Aiden Evans taking on Indigo Berry. 113, Max Philpott will have a forfeit. 120, Preston Waftel will have a forfeit. And Tyson Waftel, fresh off his state championship, will match up with Johnny Mader. And rounding out the lineup, Brody Matthews will take on Josiah Willis. But we are ready to go. Cole Yarborough on the mat, squaring off with Anthony Oyola. As Oyola trying to tie up a wrist, Yarborough with a shot, nothing there. And actually, this is Brody Matthews jumping up to 138. There are already some lineup shuffling for the Vandals, but Brody Matthews in with a two-on-one Russian tie now on Willis's left side. This is Josiah Willis for Chicago Hope. So both lineups bumping up, and Willis in deep on a shot. He's got Brody Matthews to a hip. They give him the takedown. Brody up to his feet and out of bounds. So the takedown will stand. Brody was in a switch position, as they could have let that go on for another few seconds. But Brody will be down as they come back center. 1:17 to go here in the first period, trailing 3-0. And hard chop off the whistle there from Willis. Willis was a state qualifier last week. He placed fourth at 132. Brody Matthews just missed his second state qualifying trip. But Matthews in deep on his single leg now. He's got Willis to his butt. Willis trying to roll through, but Brody Matthews able to pop his head out, looking for the reversal here. Willis looking for a stoppage. He's trying to put Brody's knee in a bad spot, but Brody hooks the ankle, comes out on top. Willis still has his head, but there's the reversal. After a good scramble there from Brody Matthews, he trims the lead to 3-2. 35 seconds to go here in this first period. Now Brody on top with an armbar. We've got the left side barred up. As this is something you're going to have to see all weekend long. You're going to have to take down individual state placers. Individual state champs are going to have to topple if the Vandals want to take home that first place trophy.
Absolutely. You know, and this happens in every sport. If you want to get to where you want to be at, you're going to have to face somebody good. There's no question about that, because everyone's here for a reason, and a lot of the time is because they're just that talented.
Yeah, and a lot of these teams have firepower all through the lineup. As you look across the bracket, the other semifinal in the morning is just straight up loaded. Woodstock, Marion, Central Catholic, and Cole City will be the semifinal in the morning. And, I mean, it's going to be a tight duel. We saw them wrestle at Abe's. They're going to be close all the way through. And it's going to come down to who can save points all weekend long. But Brody Matthews, starting on bottom here in the second period, gets to a stand-up, able to switch his hips. Now into a scramble. Willis trying to sit through, holding on to Brody's right leg. Brody trying to clear the arm. He gets behind, and another reversal for Brody Matthews. A 4-3 lead for Brody. As we've got 30 seconds gone here in the second period, Brody Matthews working on top, looking for a head lever on that right side. Brody now into a near side cradle attempt. Nothing there. Willis rolls out. Back to the head lever. He's got Willis broken down to his belly. As Brody trying to work up an arm bar now on that right side. 105 to go here in the second. He's got the arm trap. Looking for that far wrist. He's got it. Taking big steps, trying to work the bar around the head. Half now on the left side for Brody Matthews as he's switching sides. Looking for the opening. He's got a bar on one, half on the other, and there's nearly near fall as Brody got Willis up to up to parallel, but couldn't quite break that 45-degree plane. As 33 seconds left here in the second period, and now Brody going half side. And Willis able to kick through But now Willis in trouble. Reverse armbar for Brody Matthews, trying to run it around. He's got to catch an underhook now with the left side, but Willis able to get the arm through. As we're down to 14 seconds, Brody putting a tough ride on here in the second period. Two reversals for Brody Matthews give him a 4-3 lead after Willis opened up the scoring with a takedown back in the first. So we'll go to the end of the second. Brody Matthews leading 4-3, and it will be Willis's choice here in the third. Looks like he's going neutral. So on their feet for this third and final period. Quick low single off the whistle. Brody Matthews sits to a hip trying to cut the corner, but Willis is going to come around looking for the takedown, and he gets it. Brody Matthews circles out in a face position now. Willis into a front headlock. 1:45 to go as Brody Matthews looking for that hand on his chin, as that's a controlling hand and a reversal for Brody as he will tie it up 6-6, but a roll through and trouble now. Willis with the reversal has Brody Matthews on his back. Brody trying to fight. Short time, or a lot of time left, 1:20 to go, and Brody able to get back to his stomach, but Willis keeps that arm trapped, and Willis has near fall coming, leading 8-6 after the reversal, and it should be four more added on. Willis still has the same hold, so referee still holding the same near fall. There it's awarded. 12-6 lead now for Josiah Willis, and trouble for Brody Matthews. Willis trying to lock up a double arm bar, running it to the left, jumps sides, looking the other way. As Brody has got to focus on trying to get an arm back here. This is really an impossible spot. 35 to go here in this third period. Willis looking for bonus points to get his team started. He sits at a 6-point lead. Still in a decision category here as Willis still with the double arm bar. Brody back up to a base, and Willis trying to walk it around. And basing up is trouble there for Brody Matthews. That's more near fall. Four swipes will be 4 points. 5 seconds to go as Brody trying to fight off his back. Short time, and he makes it to the end of the period. But it will be a 16-6 win for Josiah Willis, and a 4-0 lead for Chicago Hope after this first matchup. So the Vandals in an early hole as we move to 1:44. Coach Clay over to the table to check the matchup. This could be Anthony Oyola or Dylan Galvez, as Coach Clay will send sophomore Cole Yarborough out to meet him. The Vandals were 61-13 winners in the last matchup at Abe's Rumble. As most every team we see this weekend was at Abe. And this is Dylan Galvez. So Galvez and Yarborough. Galvez snap, cuts the corner, and he will get the first takedown. Some quick offense here for the Eagles, Dylan Galvez. As Cole up to his feet, trying to circle away. And he's able to get to a face position, but Galvez snapped down, looking for a nearside cradle, trying to get it locked up. Cole's got to get his head up here. Head down next to your knee is trouble in a cradle situation, but Galvez now a deep claw ride with his left hand, trying to walk it around. Cole trying to pop his head up. 1:10 to go here in the first period. As now Galvez back to that left side. Deep spiral. Cole controlling the hand on his thigh. Trying to work his way to his feet. Knee slide up to his feet now. Peels the hand and trying to cut through. But Galvez right into a double. Able to run it down and keep control here. 45 to go. As Dylan Galvez holding a 3-0 lead in the early going. 35 to go here in the first period. Cole Yarborough still working on bottom. Now back up to his feet, trying to peel the hand. Galvez drops in on the leg, and neck wrench there, Cole Yarborough. but Galvez able to roll through and maintain control. Now back into that deep claw ride again as Cole trying to work from underneath. 15 seconds to go. A near wrist now for Galvez. Cole knee slide, trying to come up to his feet, but Galvez drags him back down and right on the edge of the mat. This should be the end of the period as we go to the second. Cole Yarbrough trailing 3-0 here against fellow sophomore Dylan Galvez. As it'll be Galvez's choice here in the second. He defers back over to Cole Yarbrough, and Cole to his bottom here. As he'll have another opportunity to get away. And off the rip, a spiral ride from Galvez. Cole sits through it, sit out position, and Galvez able to drag him back down. Cole on his stomach, trying to work his way up. Galvez just heavy pressure on top, not giving Cole any time to breathe. But now Cole up to his feet, trying to peel the hands. Galvez trying to drop in on the leg again. Cole controls the hands and kicks away for a score. And Cole turns around right into a high C, looking for the trip and the takedown. So quick 4-point swing there from Cole Yarbrough as he gets the escape right into a takedown. And he leads now 4-3 as we're down to a minute 15 here in the second period. Cole, his first opportunity on top as Galvez up to his feet, trying to peel hands, and he'll get away. 4-4. Cole drops right in on another shot. Deep double this time, looking for a lift, and he's going to take it back the other way, try to sit Galvez down. Big trip there from Cole Yarbrough, gets the takedown. 7-4 as a lot of offense here in this period. 45 to go. Cole Yarbrough, deep cross face, trying to get it turned under, looking for that post leg as Galvez to his base, trying to pull Cole's arm over the top, get him in a bad spot, but Cole ankle ride here on the left side, able to drag Galvez down to his stomach, looking for a nearside cradle out of it. 22 to go here in the second period. Galvez with a sit out. Cole able to follow as Galvez still trying to work up to his base. Cole looking for that cross face again. Galvez to a base now, but we will run out of time here in the second. Move to the third as it'll be Galvez's choice. He trails 7-4. He's going to go neutral, looking to tie things up with a takedown. And Galvez pressuring forward off the whistle. Cole right into a shot, looking for a catch fireman's carry. Galvez controlling Cole's right ankle. Cole with a right-handed shot attempt. He's underneath. Now Galvez into a front headlock. Cole controlling the elbow, keeping Galvez close. As now Cole trying to drag out, trying to pop his head up. But Galvez circling well. 30 seconds gone here in this first period. Trying to catch that far ankle as Cole able to get a hand on the leg, trying to drive himself up. Reshot attempt there from Cole Yarbrough. Nothing going. Galvez able to snap. And now Galvez looking for an underhook. Nothing there. And now Cole able to get back in on the leg. Big drive up. He's got the leg in the air. Switches to a head inside single. Able to sit Galvez to his butt. And there's the takedown. Cole Yarbrough with another takedown in this one. As they give it to Galvez, should be 10-4 on the scoreboard. And Cole working here, hard chop on the left side. 50 seconds to go here in the third period. Cole into a cross wrist, looking for a roll out of this. As Galvez builds up there, Cole rolls, able to catch Galvez's hip, and he's getting swipes. There's four, so he gets his full four count. And as soon as he lets go of the cross wrist, that'll put this in major decision territory, 14-4. And there's the point award. It's 25 to go here in the third period. Cole looking to add on more bonus points as he's got the major decision. And looking for more, he's got another cross wrist, 15 seconds to go. Galvez to his base, trying to work to his feet. Cole able to catch an ankle, as Cole Yarbrough on the ankle ride will ride out this match and bring things even at 4-4 through the first two weights.
Great response, too, by Cole Yarbrough. He was down early in that matchup, but didn't get into his head at all. Just kept fighting it out. And like you said, the way he was able to start that second round, I think, was a big difference for him.
Yeah, I mean, after getting ridden out the entire first period, struggling to get back to his feet, and when he did, Galvez was right back in on his leg, but able to get the escape and turn it right into points with a takedown as well. It just gets confidence going, and it really let him get his offense going. He got a couple more takedowns in that match. But we move to 150. Dylan Hinton for the Vandals will match up with Santori Knight. Knight did not place last weekend. He was a state qualifier, though. Dylan Hinton took third in the bracket. And Knight in on a shot. Dylan Hinton with a front headlock, trying to drag it back down. Knight back up to his feet. Hinton switches from the chin to an underhook now on that right side. As Knight tries to drag out, both guys in over-under now. As back to their feet, trying to pummel. Dylan Hinton's able to drive Knight out of bounds, and he'll get the stalling call. So Knight with a stall call. Dylan Hinton hustling back to center. He is ready to go. Fake shot there from Hinton off the whistle. 35 seconds gone. And Hinton, left-hand fireman's attempt, nothing going. Into a front headlock here for Santori Knight. Knight, a junior, 36-19. Hinton, a junior as well, 53-3 on the season. As Knight controlling the chin, but dragged to a single here from Dylan Hinton. He's got his hands on it, trying to drive it in. Knight hanging out on the edge. Hinton trying to bring it back in. He's got the single leg in the air. And big trip try as Knight able to get his hips back and his leg down. Good defense there from Santori Knight as we go out of bounds. Force a reset with 46 to go. And both guys set. Hinton, low single attempt, nothing there. Now into elbow control as Knight gets a power tie. And a slide by attempt there from Hinton, nothing doing. 30 to go here in the first. Hard snap there from Hinton as we're back in and over under. Hinton, left hand single leg from it, trying to drive Knight out of bounds. And he's going to run him off the mat, get the stall call as well. So Dylan Hinton will open up scoring 1-0 after the stalling point. They come back to center, 24 seconds, as Hinton still stalking, looking for that first takedown. Knight trying to keep his distance as Hinton circling, looking for an opening, down to 5 seconds. And side by attempt into a shot, nothing there. And that'll do it for the first period. So Dylan Hinton with a 1-0 lead. As we go to the second, it'll be Dylan's choice. He's going bottom. So Hinton set on bottom. Knight covers left side. And Hinton switch right off the whistle, and he gets the points. 3 seconds on that reversal. That's something Dylan has been dangerous with really for years now. As you know, a switch is coming, and he executes that one to perfection. As he's looking for a Turk here. He's got the Turk leg locked up, digging low shoulder. He's got to start elevating that bottom leg, but he's got plenty of time. There's near fall, and Dylan Hinton looking for the pin. 1.5 minutes to go here in this period. Knight trying to work his way back to his belly, but Dylan Hinton keeping that Turk leg deep. As long as he keeps his knee interlaced with Knight's knee, he'll be able to keep pressure on it, keep it elevated, and keep trying to take Knight to his back. But Hinton with the near fall here, he's going to lose that Turk leg, but gain 4 points, and now a deep, deep cross-face cradle. Knight on his base, Dylan Hinton trying to sit him back, and he gets it. There's back points, and Dylan Hinton looking for the fall here at 150 pounds. As Dylan has a deep cross-face cradle locked up, referee right on top of it, looking for the fall, 40 to go, as Knight's going to break the lock and roll to his belly. 11-0 lead here for Dylan Hinton. As we're down to 30 seconds left here in the second period, Hinton looking for another cradle, a near side this time, as Knight trying to avoid it. 15 to go. Knight to his belly. Hinton, arm bar now, left side. He's got the far wrist trying to run it around. Half now on the right side. As Santori Knight will be hit with another stalling call, so make it 12-0 here for Hinton. As we go to the third period, it's going to be Knight's choice. We'll see what they choose. It's going to be neutral. Is Knight able to limit the damage in the first period on his feet? Choosing to go back to that with Hinton, just a takedown away from a tech ball. Here as we start the third period, Hinton hard snap. Knight changes levels, looking for a shot. Nothing there. Now Knight, shot attempt. Hinton catches an underhook. And now looking for a cradle on the left side. Dylan Hinton back into a front headlock, trying to circle it around, and dresser dump, reaching underneath. But Hinton able loses the head. Knight in deep on a shot now. Hinton able to drag a whizzer up and get Knight off his leg. But we'll go out of bounds, force a reset. A minute 25 to go now. And Chicago Hope coach on the bench is fired up. I think he wanted a stall call for Dylan on that one. Snap there from Hinton, nothing going. 1:15 to go here in the third. Dylan Hinton leading by 12. Has a major decision within reach, but he is looking for more as a tech ball or a pin, both worth more. As still in on a shot, nothing there. Underhook now from Santori Knight, left hand single try from Hinton, and he's going to drag it down, looking for a carry out of it. But Knight able to get his hips back up. Hinton still has his hands on the single leg. Knight forcing the action out of bounds. We will reset 38 to go as Dylan Hinton looking for more bonus points in this one. As they come back to center, Hinton pressuring forward off the whistle, driving Knight towards the edge. Knight trying to circle back in. Hinton, collar tie now, left hand. Knight controlling the elbow, 25 to go. Snap there from Hinton, nothing going. Shot attempt now from Hinton. As we're down to 15 seconds, Dylan looking for one good attack here in the late stages. Right hand single leg trying to cut the corner as Hinton got his shot off, but Knight able to keep his hips back. Knight in on a reshot, Hinton with a reshot of his own, but they're going to run out of time. So they get back-to-back major decisions for the Vandals and an 8-4 lead as we get through the first 3 of 14 total matches here in this one. And we will move to 1:57 as it looks like both Dave Kleinick and Parker Ray ready and waiting for the Vandals. Should be a matchup with Tony Jones Blakely coming. Blakely, a senior, 28-17, state qualifier last weekend. And it will be Parker Ray getting the nod. Parker Ray got the fall over Jones Blakely to knock him out of the tournament last weekend in on the individual side. As Ray was a first-time state qualifier this season, able to win a couple matches before falling just short in the blood round. And speaking of blood, it looks like there is some blood on the mat, so they will take a quick break and clean it up as Parker Ray and Tony Jones Blakely set to go. As we look at the other mat, Solano Unity is starting to run away with things through the first 3 weights. They have a 21-0 lead as the winner of Solano Unity and Oregon will be the Vandals matchup should they win this first match. And slide by attempt there from Parker Ray. Jones-Blakely catches an underhook, able to drive Ray out of bounds. They're going to hit him stalling right away, 8 seconds into this match. Parker Ray, left-hand low single, nothing there. Jones-Blakely, reshot, blast double, and he's going to get the takedown. So a big-time shot there from Jones-Blakely on the reattack. But Parker Ray, right up to his feet, able to cut the corner, but they're out of bounds. So he will be back down to start the reset. 1:42 left to go here in the first. Parker Ray on bottom. Jones-Blakely, hard chop. But Ray up to his feet. Jones-Blakely in on a double. Parker looking for a lat whip, reaching his arm around. But Jones-Blakely going to drive it out of bounds and force a reset again. As Parker set on bottom. Jones-Blakely into a head lever. Parker right up to his feet, trying to find the hand on his belly, and he cuts away, gets the escape, and his first point of the match. 3-1 lead still for Tony Jones-Blakely. As both guys fighting for a collar tie here, Jones-Blakely with a right hand, and they break tie, reset, fake shot there from Parker. As now both guys back to pommeling. Collar tie for Parker, overtie now for Jones-Blakely. And now an underhook try from both guys, nothing there. Left-hand single try from Parker. Blakely able to step away from it. 45 to go, slide by from Parker, trying to drive Blakely out of bounds, and he can't quite keep him up as Ray will pick him up. They come back to center, 46 to go here in the first. So a 3-1 lead for Tony Jones-Blakely of the Eagles. And on the reset, Parker backstepping, trying to time up that low single. Jones-Blakely, left-hand collar tie. Parker Ray fights inside, breaks it off. And now into an underhook pummel, 30 seconds to go. Jones-Blakely will break the tie, reset. As both guys holding center here. Left-hand single try from Parker Ray. Into a front headlock here from Jones-Blakely. As Parker trying to come to his feet, double leg try from Parker, but he's going to run Jones-Blakely out of bounds. 9 seconds to go here in the first.
Man, Parker's been close a couple times on landing those takedowns, but his main problem is he's just too close to the edge of the mat. I'd like to see him try to work a little bit more towards the center and, you know, not so much try to work in the corner, so to speak.
Yeah, mat awareness, a big factor this weekend, especially with the benches being so close to the mat. There's not a whole lot of room on the two edges with the benches, but with the new out-of-bounds rule, as long as you have a foot in, 1 point of contact is all you need for the takedown. So, I mean, working the edge is a big thing for both guys. But Parker Ray starting on bottom, up to his feet, Jones-Blakely into a single attempt, and they'll run it out of bounds. 7 seconds gone on that flurry. But Parker Ray, still on bottom. He is set. Jones-Blakely covers left side. Sit-out try from Parker. Able to get to his feet and peel away. There's the escape. So 3-2, the lead now for Tony Jones-Blakely. And now Parker able to get to a low single. But Jones-Blakely kicked over the top. No score. Flat drop from Parker Ray, trying to keep a foot in. They give him the point. They give him the swipe. And they're going to give him the near fall as well. As Chicago Hope coach fired up over that one. As Jones-Blakely did, his foot hit the floor on the throw, but Parker Ray saw it a foot in bounds. And, I mean, at that point, it's on the IHSA. They should have put an extra mat on each side, given guys room to wrestle. There's still room in the arena they could expand things out. But Parker Ray with a 7-3 lead. Now getting a chance on top with a bunch of time left. And he's got a boot in, the right leg in for Parker Ray, looking for a power half. Jones-Blakely on his belly. Parker driving the power half, taking it over the top. There's swipe as Jones-Blakely in trouble here. A minute to go, right in the center of the circle. And Jones-Blakely trying to sit through, but Parker Ray able to catch a headlock, looking for the fall again. As referee right on top of it, there it is. Parker Ray with the fall, the first one of the duel for the Vandals. And this one comes in 313.
If you remember, too, from the matchup at Aves Drumble, that's one thing that Chicago Hope was doing a good job, that was avoiding the pins. And right now it looks like that's kind of their strategy again, you know, to try to keep this as into a matchup of bonus points, so to speak, at least give themselves a chance to stay in it and try to avoid some of those falls, because we've seen it a lot throughout the season that whenever these Vandals get hot, and we saw it Tuesday night in the sectional, whenever they get hot and they rattle off falls left, right, and center, they can rack up some points pretty quick and can leave you chasing numbers.
Yeah, and with this Vandals lineup, it doesn't take much for them to get going. You see your teammate win, and it just gives you that little boost to go out there and get the job done. As Artan Mustafa coming out at 165, he's in deep on a left-hand single leg already. He's got it up in the air. This is Arkael Griffin as Artan trying to chase the hips. Griffin with a whizzer able to throw it through. Artan in trouble. And Artan's going to lose the leg and the points as Griffin comes out with the takedown. He's able to finish with his hips on top. 3-0 lead for Arkael Griffin. Griffin, the sophomore, 49-6. He placed fifth last weekend at the individual state tournament. Artan Mustafa was a state qualifier for the first time, broke into the 40-win club at the state tournament. He gets the escape, in on a shot attempt now as Artan, but Griffin able to get his hips back and get the takedown as he cuts the corner on a go-behind. Artan back up to his feet. Griffin, double leg, able to bring him back down as Griffin leading 6-1 with 50 to go here in the first period. The Vandals leading 14-4 after the fall from Parker Ray as we're at 165 on the Vandals' mat. And Mustafa to a base, but Griffin able to get an ankle ride, dragging back down to his stomach. As now looking to tie up that near wrist on Artan's right side. 20 to go here in the first period. As Artan able to get his ankle free. Now trying the knee slide, work his way to his feet, but a cross wrist there from Griffin as he's looking for swipes. There's two of them at least. As we're down to 3 seconds, so that will be the end of the first period. But Griffin able to score right there at the end, make it 8-1 as we head to the second. And it's going to be Artan's choice. He will defer it over to Griffin. And Griffin going neutral, so on their feet here to start the second. Artan with a couple of shot attempts in that first period, but Griffin able to capitalize on both of them. And now Griffin with his own shot attempt, low single try there, nothing going. As Griffin, right-hand single leg try, nothing there either. Artan trying to tie Griffin up. Left-hand collar tie now, looking to control Griffin's left wrist with the other hand. Now Griffin on his own collar tie, elbow pass there from Mustafa. And hard club into a single leg, but Griffin going to jump his way out of bounds. As the referee's going to talk that one over, he made that one a little too obvious, and no repercussions from it as they bring the action back to center. 125 to go as Artan with a great shot there, but Griffin just hops his way out of bounds. Now Artan, another shot attempt. Griffin trying to chase the corner, and he's able to catch the ankle, pop his head out, and get the takedown. Just make it 11-1 as this moves into major decision territory. Any win by points over 8 is a major decision, so 8 or more at the end of the match will be a major worth 4 points. If you rack up 15 more points to the opponent, it is a tech ball worth 5, and a 10 is the Holy Grail worth 6 here in the dual team format. But 40 seconds to go here in the second period as Artan Mustafa working his way to his base. Griffin putting on a tough ride, looking for that near wrist again as Artan up to a base and now to his feet, trying to peel hands. Big lift there from Griffin, able to put him back down. Down to 20 to go here in the second period. Cross wrist roll there from Griffin, He's scoring four swipes, maximum amount of near fall, 4 points coming for Griffin as we're down under 5 seconds to go, as this will bring the end of the second period. But four near fall on the cross wrist roll gives Griffin a 15-1 lead. So Artan has choice. He will choose top as he's looking to get something going. And Artan picked top, but started going bottom as Griffin will get set on bottom now. He is ready to go. Mustafa covers left side. Griffin right up to his feet, trying to peel hands. Artan trying to bring him back down. Big double leg from Artan. But good hips there from Griffin makes him switch to a single leg. Griffin trying to get his leg down. Artan chasing that far ankle. Still hanging on that single. A whizzer here from Griffin. Artan continuing to circle. Now he's able to get the leg nearly cleared as Griffin, really good shot defense here, trying to clear himself away and cement his peck fall here with the escape. 40 seconds gone here in the period. Mustafa starting to lose Griffin, and Griffin's going to cut the corner, get the reversal instead, and finish off a 17-1 peck fall over Artan Mustafa. So the Eagles answer right back with bonus points and trim the gap to 14-9, a lot tighter than the 61-13 finish in the first matchup between these two teams. As we will move to 175, 175 will bring out Vandal Jr. Ross Miller. Ross 43-13 on the season. He placed sixth at the IHSA individual state tournament. Was a semifinalist before hitting the semi-slide back down to sixth place. But he will match with Ismael Martinez, a junior, 19-9 on the year. Right-hand single leg for Ross, right into a near-side cradle. He gets the takedown and trying to get a turn here, but Martinez able to break the lock back to his belly as Ross will open up with a 3-0 lead. Martinez up to his feet. Ross drives him out of bounds and forces the reset. 23 seconds gone here in the first. Martinez set on bottom. Ross covers left side. Head lever here from Ross into a chop as he's looking for a wrist on top. 30 seconds gone in the period. Martinez was a state qualifier last weekend. He went 0-2 on the individual side. As Ross drops in on a single leg, nothing there. They go out of bounds and force a reset here. Martinez set. Ross covers left. And Ross looking for a head lever off the whistle, but Martinez up to his feet. Ross going to let him go and make it 3-1 here in this first period. And now Martinez looking for an underhook. Not a great idea going upper body with Ross Miller. He's turned himself into a throwing machine here these last couple of years. And Ross can be hit for stalling, though, as Martinez is able to back him to the edge and force him out of bounds. 3-1 still to score. First stall warning is free. As 55 seconds to go here in the first. Underhook here from Martinez. Driving it in. Ross with his back to the edge yet again. Trying to circle his way back. He's got a right-hand collar tie. Hard snap there from Ross. And this one, they're going to hit Martinez with stalling. So both guys have a warning already in this first period. As they've been a lot more giving with stall calls here already than we saw last weekend, which is usually a big surprise. Individual state is the home of stall calls, usually, as Ross looking for a Russian tie on Martinez's left arm. And Ross now into a collar tie. Martinez breaks it off. Martinez collar and inside. Ross trying to fight back in. 9 seconds to go here in this first period. Martinez into a Russian tie on Ross Miller's right arm. He will run out of time. That's the end of the first period. 3-1 lead after Ross Miller got the opening takedown. as it's going to be Martinez's choice. He will defer it back over to Ross. Ross going underneath. He will pick bottom as he is set to go. Martinez covers left side, and Ross sit out straight to his feet trying to peel hands. He's got to get the hands broke and flip his hips out. But Ross looking for a neck wrench out of it. Martinez, left hand underhook. Ross up to his feet, facing as they went out of bounds. And they're going to call it no change. So Ross back down. 13 seconds gone here in the second period as he is set on bottom. Martinez covers left side, sit out track from Ross, right back into that neck wrench as he's able to get to his feet. Now they'll give the escape as he extends the lead 4-1. Martinez, left hand underhook. He's got head position now on Ross's left side as Ross able to get back to forehead. 1:25 to go as both guys with a collar tie. Martinez trying to push Ross out of bounds. Ross looking for a headlock. He's got it locked up. Big step in front. But they're going to go out of bounds. 1:14 to go as they come back to center. Martinez and Miller here at 175 pounds. Martinez has been controlling the mat early in this one. But Ross, now with his back to the center, pushing Martinez to the edge over the halfway point here in this one as we down to 50 seconds to go in the second period. Both guys still looking for a tie. They can score from Ross, right-hand single leg, got it up in the air, trying to trip, looking for that far wrist, or far ankle, rather, as Martinez is going to kick himself out of bounds. Referees talking over, but a beautiful shot there by Ross Miller. Just couldn't quite find that opposite ankle. And the referees having an extended conversation now as they figure it out. And they're going to give a technical violation, fleeing the mat here to Ismael Martinez. And Hope Academy coach is hot on that one. He calls the referee to the table, trying to argue his case, but it's going to be a point for Ross Miller. A point was coming either way, either stalling or the fleeing the mat call on that one. Ross with a single leg in the center, and Martinez able to find his way to the edge immediately. So they get that settled. 39 to go here in the second. Still neutral here as action continues. Left hand collar for Martinez. Now into right hand underhook. Ross circles out of it, looking for an underhook of his own. 23 to go. As Martinez, underhook, power tie. Ross trying to get his arm back. Down to 10 seconds here in the second period. Ross Miller holding a 5-1 lead. Shot fake there from Martinez. Trip try from Ross Miller. But that will do it for the second. We move to the third. Ismael Martinez has choice. He's going underneath. So Martinez is ready to go on bottom. Ross Miller covers left side. And Ross into a tight waist ankle, looking to drive Martinez forward, get pressure on his hands as Martinez looking for hand control underneath. Ross trying to find a wrist. He's able to get Martinez's right side, but Martinez right up to his feet. Ross looks for a trip, nothing there. Martinez able to feel the hands, get the escape, and trim it to 5-2. With 30 seconds gone here in the third period. As we're back to our feet, most of this match has taken place on the feet. As Ross looking for an opening into a double leg. Now he's able to cut across. Martinez trying to scramble, funk roll here, and Ross doing his best to keep pressure on Martinez's head. Whoever gets their head highest in one of these scrambles usually comes out the winner. Now Ross with an ankle pass, trying to come out the back. A minute to go here in the third. Good scramble from both guys here as Martinez is able to keep Ross's hips press flat, but Ross building a base now, trying to step over. He's got to elevate that ankle. And now Ross on top. Martinez coming out the back door now. Ross trying to catch an ankle again. Martinez looking for a cradle. Trip try. Ross stays on his feet, and they're going to go out of bounds. So great defense there from both guys as Ross had a deep shot. Martinez able to roll out of it. Ross continued the roll, and both guys wound up with nothing as we head out of bounds. 35 to go on the reset. Left-hand power tie from Martinez. As he's got inside tie now. 20 to go. Ross. Snap. Now into a right-hand single leg. Trying to bring it around. He's got it in the air, trying to clear it. And now looking for that far ankle. He's got both legs wrapped up and the takedown on the edge. They will blow it dead out of bounds. Bring it back with 4 seconds left. Ross leading 8-2. We could see a quick cheap tilt try from Ross, trying to knock this into that major decision category. But Martinez right up to his feet. Ross will just let him go and get the win, bringing home an 8-2 decision here in this one. So our first non-bonus point match of the duel. And the Vandals extend their lead 17-9 after Ross Miller on the decision. So after Ross, we move to 190 pounds. This looks like Gabe Torres coming out for the Vandals. Gabe 15-13 on the season. And he will match up with the other Ismael Montero. Montero, a senior, 29-25. As we are ready to go. Montero, left-hand collar tie. Gabe with his own as these guys forehead to forehead. Montero controlling the center. Left-hand single leg try there from Gabe Torres. He's able to get his hands on the leg. Montero trying to get his hips back. He's controlling Torres' ankle, but they're going to call it potentially dangerous. Force a reset. We've got 30 seconds gone here in this first period. The Vandals lead by 8, 17-9 here in their quarterfinal matchup as they take on the Chicago Hope Academy Eagles. The Vandals ran away with it 61-13 at Abe's Rumble, but the Eagles keeping it tight. And now Montero with a bear hug. He's able to drive Torres to his back. Torres looking for an overhook roll, but Montero is going to get the takedown and the near fall as they give him three on each. So 6-0 lead here for Ismael Montero. As Montero on top, Torres right there on the edge, trying to work his way up or out to force a reset. And Torres with a sit out looking for a switch, but they'll go out of bounds. 38 to go here in the first period as Torres set on bottom. Montero covered left side, and hard breakdown there for Montero as Torres on his belly to start the reset. Under 30 to go here in the first period. Montero looking for a near wrist on Torres' right side, but Gabe up to his base, right back into a tight waist ankle. Montero gets the breakdown and now looking to work on top. He's got both near wrists. Runs it through with a half, and Torres in trouble. 5 seconds, short time here for Torres as he's going to run. They're going to run out of time, so Torres saved by the bell. It will be 4 near fall there for Montero and a 10-0 lead. As we go to the second, it's going to be Torres' choice. Neutral here from Gabe Torres. So left-hand collar. Gabe had a good shot there in that first period, trying to get back to that. As we take a look at the other match, Colono Unity running away with things 34-0 as they're a weight class ahead of the Vandals, wrestling at 215. And Montero has a headlock. Gabe Torres in trouble on the edge. 25 seconds gone. Plenty of time here for Montero. looking for the fall as Gabe Torres trying to roll through, but there it is. A fall for Ismael Montero is going to trim the Vandals' lead dangerously close here, 17-15.
Gabe Torres, a guy who really hasn't seen a lot of time on the mat the last several weeks, and looks like rust definitely played a factor there in that matchup. Just if there's a big difference between, you know, being in the practice room and being on the actual mat, everything just speeds up so much, and whenever you haven't been getting those in-match experiences, it can really hurt you in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the match count. Montero is 29-25, nearly 50 matches, or over 50 matches, as Torres sitting just shy of 30. And that does play a big factor as much as you're on the mat. But we move to 215. This is going to be Caden Tidwell in deep on a shot already as he takes on Mastival Everly. And Tidwell able to come out back off of his high C attempt and get the takedown right into a cross face and a Turk here as Tidwell looking for the fall to answer right back. 30 seconds gone here in this first period. Tidwell trying to elevate that Turk leg. He's got the low shoulder and looking for the fall as Everly trying to get his arm through, but Tidwell catches the underhook as Montero trying to roll through the opposite way. Now Tidwell able to catch the head, circling his way back around. Referee holding for near fall. If is Everly able to get back to his stomach, but Tidwell rolling through. Now Everly able to roll it through as Tidwell holding on to an overhook. Everly up to his feet. It's going to be four near fall for Tidwell and an escape for Everly. So make it 7-1 here as we dip under 40 seconds to go in this first period. Everly has an over-under headlock here from Tidwell. And he's got Everly on his back in trouble. 30 to go. Tidwell, deep headlock, looking for the fall. Everly trying to roll through, but running out of room. 22 to go. And Tidwell gets the fall, answers right back for the Vandals, and makes it 23-15 here in this one. So we move to heavyweight, as it's going to be Dominic Squires, a sophomore state qualifier for the Vandals, 35-18 on his campaign, taking on state finalist Roy Phelps, a senior, 48-6, and this is a big weight difference in this one. Phelps, every bit of 285, Dominic Squires floating around the 220 mark, as Phelps and Squires squaring off here in this one. Left-hand underhook for Phelps. Squires trying to dig. Phelps is gaining ground. Squires with a headlock try, looking to headlock the state finalist, but Phelps pops his head out and gets the takedown. 30 seconds gone in the first period. We go out of bounds. Force a reset. As Squires is set on bottom, ready for the fresh start. Phelps covers left side. Squires trying to come to his feet. Heavyweight stand up. He's up to his feet, and he gets the escape. As make it 3-1 with 1:15 to go here in the first period. Oregon wins their first match at heavyweight. They trail 40-6 as Unity has that one locked up with five weight classes to go. And Phelps able to take Squires back. Squires still on his feet. He's able to cut the corner. No points on that one. But now Phelps digging in a left-handed underhook, trying to drive Squires to the edge. Now back to a right-hand underhook. Gap wizard try from Squires, trying to spin out. He's got to pop his head out here. And he's able to drop in on a double. Dominic Squires with the takedown and the lead over state finalist Roy Phelps. Phelps right to his feet, so he ties the match up. But Squires in a good spot here. 25 seconds left in the first period. As that arm spin is going to make Phelps wary of any more underhooks going forward. and not keeping throwing his weight around a little bit. 10 seconds gone in the first, or 10 seconds left rather in the first period. As Phelps right hand collar tie, Squires with one of his own, and that'll do it for the first. So tied at four, a takedown and escape apiece. As it's going to be Swire's choice. He defers over to Phelps. And Phelps going underneath. So the big man set on bottom. Swires covers left side. And sit out try there from Phelps. Now into a heavyweight stand up. As he's up to his feet, Swires going to cut him. 5-4 lead now for Roy Phelps. As Swires collar tie. Now left-hand underhook here for Dominic. 20 seconds gone in the second period. Phelps trying to dig up an underhook. He's got a right-hand tower tie. As Swires looking headlock, but Phelps ducks it, gets the takedown, and extends his lead 8-4 now. As Phelps trying to work on top. 40 seconds gone here in this first second period. As Swires on his belly. Trying to work his way up. Phelps looking for a cross face. Now into a near wrist on the left side. Swire is still trying to work his way up. And he's able to get his base under him. But Phelps drags it right back out with an ankle hook. We're over the halfway point in this one. 55 to go in the second. As Phelps riding on top. Swires struggling to get back to his base. As Phelps looking for a cross face, nothing there. Dom able to peel it off. Now trying to come back up. 40 seconds left here in the second. As Phelps putting a tough ride on. Swires still trying to work his way up. Phelps riding the hips. Now he's got a deep cross face, but he loses the elbow. Swires still working underneath. 15 to go in the second. As Phelps riding on top, but not doing a whole lot either, as he hasn't moved from the hips. Swires has been pinned to the mat. As we go to the end of the second period, heading to the third, as it's going to be Swires' choice. He's going neutral, trailing by 4 to the state runner-up here at heavyweight. As we get into a collar tie, left hand inside tie here from Phelps, now trying to dig up an underhook with that same hand. Both guys ear-to-ear collar tie now. As they break tie, reset. Swires giving up ground, Phelps trying to take it. As he's got Swires backed up to the edge, hard snap there from Phelps. The Swires able to clear it, reset. 30 seconds gone in the third period. As Phelps digging up an underhook, Squires able to circle out. And now Phelps able to drive Squires out of bounds. Squires will get hit for stalling on that one as Phelps has controlled the center. This whole third period, 42 seconds gone. Now left-hand underhook from Phelps trying to dig up both unders as he keeps the right one. Now big snap there from Phelps. A minute to go here in the third. Hard snap there from Squires to answer back. Left hand inside ties still from Phelps. As Squires is back to the edge, he's able to circle back, get back to the center. Down to 45 to go here in this third period. Squires trailing by 4. Hard snap there from Phelps, nothing doing. As Squires trying to tie up a wrist, looking for an opening here. Down to 30, hard snap there from Squires, trying to cut the corner, but nothing there. Down to 20 to go here in the third. Snap and motion here from Phelps. Squires still with his back to the edge, trying to circle back in, 10 seconds to go. As now Squires has Phelps back to the edge, and they're going to blow it dead. Phelps nearly stepped on Coach Clay's foot there as close as the bench is to the mat. 3 seconds ago, shot attempt from Swires, fell, sprawl, spin behind, and he will add on a couple of consolation points there early, 11-4, as Phelps gets the decision win. But Swires able to keep it to a decision against the state runner-up. That'll trim the Vandals' lead to 23-18. As we will flip the lineup over and bring out state qualifier Aiden Evans at 106, 42-11 on his freshman season. And he will match up with Indigo Berg, 39-14 on his freshman season. As neither wrestler placed, but both qualified for the individual state tournament. Aiden Evans right after his offense. He finds a Russian tie, but Berg able to clear it. Now Berg, heavy snap, into a shot. Aiden, front headlock, trying to cut the corner. Berg dives back in, able to catch the leg. 20 seconds gone. As Berg hanging on to a high C, Aiden Evans has a deep cross face, trying to lock it up. And Aiden Evans has the cradle locked up. Berg still has his foot, though, but they're going to give Aiden the takedown. Now Aiden trying to get a turn out of this. If he can step his foot down, he's in a great spot. But Berg doing everything he can to hang on to Aiden's right leg. 1:15 to go here in the first period. Berg working up to a base, still hanging on to Aiden Evans' leg. And now Aiden has to drop the cradle. Berg in on a single of his own as Aiden heavy hip, big sprawl here, and Berg able to chase it down though. He's got his head out in on a high seat, and there's a neck wrench there from Aiden Evans. He's got Berg on his back looking for the fall, but Berg able to roll his way through, but that will be three there from Aiden Evans. Make it 5-0 the lead for the Vandal freshman. Under 30 to go here in the first period as Aiden trying to work his way back behind the arms. Berg has one of Aiden's arms trapped underneath and is just hanging on to it underneath. 10 seconds ago, Aiden trying to pull his arm back, and he's able to get it back from Berg, but he will run out of time in the period before anything else happens. 5-0 lead for Aiden Evans after that first, and it's going to be Berg's choice. He defers over to Aiden. Aiden choosing bottom. But he is set. Aiden Evans set on bottom. Indigo Berg covers left side. Hard stand-up try there from Aiden Evans. He's to his feet, trying to peel hands. Berg looking for a lift. Aiden doing a good job keeping Berg's hips back. Berg hit for stalling. Lift and try again, and he's just going to have to cut Aiden. 6-0 lead now for Aiden Evans. As 20 seconds gone in the period, elbow pull into a shot attempt. Nothing there. Berg able to catch an underhook off of it. He's got the head and the underhook, but he pulls Aiden Evans right on top of him. And Aiden Evans, the wherewithal to catch the hips and get the takedown, now falls right into an armbar. 9-0 lead as we've got a minute 21 to go in this period. Berg able to get his arm back. So out of danger for a moment, but a 9-0 lead for Aiden. Now into a cross wrist, trying to roll it through. Looking for a tilt out of this. As Berg has his head on the mat, trying to work his way up. Now Aiden back to that cross wrist. Now runs a bar, rebar here. Tilt to the right side, trying to elevate the foot. He's got to punch his fist to the mat, trying to get the near fall count, but Berg going to roll his way out of bounds and force a reset with 46 left to go in the second period. As Berg back to center, he is set on bottom. Aiden Evans covers left side. Berg reaching back off the whistle. Aiden Evans trying to throw the right leg in, but Berg able to catch it. But Aiden drags the foot around, trying to sit Berg to a hip. And Aiden in kind of a switch position here. Berg has one of Aiden's legs. Now Aiden trying to come over the top, and he's able to spin out of it. Berg into a single leg, trying to corral Aiden Evans' hips, but Aiden Evans, big sprawl. He's still in control in this situation. 8 seconds to go as Berg trying to get his escape point, but Aiden Evans with a quarter Nelson as the period will come to an end. So no change at the end there. Great defense by Aiden Evans. Will keep his 9-0 lead as they head into the third. Berg's choice is neutral. So on their feet as Berg, right-hand collar tie, elbow pull, left-hand shot there from Aiden Evans. Nothing doing. Berg has a front headlock and pulls Aiden Evans right to him again as Aiden able to catch the head. Looking for back points. He's got the takedown. Now trying to drag Berg's left shoulder back as there's swipe, and this will be the end of the match. Whether a fall or a tech fall is up to Aiden Evans if he can lift the head, looking for the fall. As Berg trying to roll his way through nearly to his base, and he's going to get out of this, but a 16-0 tech fall for Aiden Evans will extend the Vandals' lead out to 28-18 as we get into a couple of forfeits here for the Eagles. And it's going to be a pair of state finalists. Max Philpott, champion last week, 48-0 on the season. His 49th will be an easy one as he comes out for the forfeit. So a 34-18 lead as Preston Waffle will come out at 120 pounds. And Preston Waffle will actually put this one out of reach for the Eagles as the 40-18 score after the second forfeit will put this one out of range. So the Vandals will take home the win and punch their ticket to the semifinals in the morning against Tolono Unity as their match has just finished up. Oregon able to make it look close on the scoreboard as the Rockets with a 40-35 win. They were able to forfeit out the last few weights. And at 126, Tyson Waffle will take a forfeit as well, 46-18 as win number 56, a record for the Vandals. And he's able to extend on his IHSA record of 208 wins now, as he could be at 210 by the end of the weekend and really put that number out of reach, because that is insane.
Just the level of consistency on top of just not having a lot of slip-ups there, something that's not an easy thing to do, especially at the high school level whenever, you know, kids can just get in their heads as easily as they do.
Yeah, I mean, adding a couple more matches over the last few years has helped, but 210 wins in a career is something I thought we'd never see. The best season I'd seen up until Tyson was 51 wins. I mean, that's usually the average you see. But as we move to 132, Eli Mabry, cross-face cradle, and the fall. So he's able to end it in style as Eli Mabry gets the fall, and the Vandals run away with it late as they will take the 52-18 win over the Chicago Hope Academy Eagles. We will take a break and wrap this one up here on WKRV.
Little Lambs Christian Daycare and Preschool recognizes and respects the uniqueness of each child. Right now, Little Lambs is looking for a teacher and a classroom aide. You can find more information on their Facebook.